Okay. All right, shall I say? So we're going to talk today about the inyan of what's the gedder of sakanas nefashos. How dangerous does something have to be mechallel Shabbos? So it's something that people think is very vague, almost above halacha. So the truth is, we've seen halacha, there's really argued darim here, exactly what qualifies as pekuach nefesh. So we mentioned last week that the Gemara in Yuma says, the fact says, v'chai behem v'lo sheyamas behem, that's talking about even Suffolk misa, Suffolk someone will die, is docha Shabbos. The Gemara says there that so too, even if there's a lot of sveikos, if we see that there's an avalanche and someone is walking near the avalanche, and we have a Suffolk, maybe he got covered in the avalanche, maybe he didn't. Maybe if he got covered, maybe he's dead already. Maybe he's alive. Maybe he's a Yid, maybe he's a Guy. And in a case where we have a Suffolk, we have equal Jews and Guyim. So it's a Suffolk, is he a Yid or a Guy? So even though there's many Sveikos, Afal Pikein were Mechal Shabbos. So Tosfos says there, it's because the Pasuk says, these are the mitzvos that Asher Yaseh v'chai behem. That these are the mitzvos v'chai behem, so that you do these mitzvos, but dafka, if there's no tzad misa. Once there's a suffix misa, any suffix misa, so memelo, we go l'chumra, and we're choshesh, and we're mechal Shabbos. So you would think from that maybe everything's chal Shabbos, and anything, right? If you want to carry a phone on Shabbos, maybe carry a phone, maybe you'll see someone who's hit by a car, and you'll have to call a tzala. So it's not true. It's Gedarim. And what's interesting is, in the Gemara, we see Kama Gemaras that are quite machmer. We find Gemaras that tell us when there's a rove that we shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, we're actually not Mechal Shabbos. There's Gemara in Yuma Pei Gimel. It's talking about when you have a Suffolk Pekuach Nefesh. There's a person who's sick, but we don't know, is this a regular sick or is there something special about his sick? Should we be Mechal Shabbos? So if there's one doctor who says, yes, I think this is Hakanas Nefashos, we should be Mechal Shabbos. But against him, there are two doctors that say, it's not Hakanas Nefashos, let's not be Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you go by the two doctors, you go after the rabbin. So it's a bit of a pella. Right, it's a constafashos. Let's be choshesh for the one doctor. Maybe the one doctor is right. We also find the Gemara. The Gemara says, if stam an avalanche falls on a person, where we see with one guy walking in the middle of nowhere, an avalanche falls. So we say, if most people, he's in the open, in a public area, not in Eretz Yisrael, not in an area that's particularly Jewish. So mehechi teisi is Jewish. Most people in the world are Goyim. So we assume he's a guy, and we don't go, we're not Mechal Shabbos to save him. So it's strange. We would have thought, forget Rove, maybe it's a Yid. There's a little bit of chance that it is a Yid. And other things like that, different things we find in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a machlokus between doctors, two doctors and there's a machlokus. One says, Mechal Shabbos, and the second doctor says, don't be Mechal Shabbos, but the second doctor is a very big bucky, much bigger than the first one. He's the expert in the field, and the first doctor is a medical student. So the halacha is, we go by the mumcha, we say that the mumcha, he knows better than the medical student. And the Gemara also says, Rama says by us in Sif Yud, he says, if you don't have any doctors, but some are sick, and there's a guy who says, I think it's Sakanas Nefashos, I think it should be Mechal Shabbos. And the Jews looking on, don't see a Sakana. So we're not Mechal Shabbos. We say, some of the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. A guy who's not a doctor, we're not gonna worry about what he's saying. So we see that it's not, there are rules about this. It's not so clear to say, there's some chance of Sakanas Nefashos. So what's the pshat? Because on the other hand, we always say suffix, we go l'chumra, and even if there's many suffix, sveik, sveika, we're going to always go l'chumra by pekuach nefesh. So l'chaira, what the operating principle here is there a latest hasafek? Once there's a safek, so the yisayid is that in sakanas nefashos, we always go l'chumra. The makom safek, we machriya l'chumra. There's gemara in Chulin daf yud, it says that there's sometimes that by sveikos in an iser, we go l'kula. Machlokes exactly when, but there's times that even in the Isurim deraisa that sometimes Safik would go l'kula. But the Gemara says, by Sakana, by Safik we always go l'chumra because Chamira Sakanta me'isura. Sakana is more chumra than Isur, and we're always machri every Safik l'chumra. So we may, once there's a Safik, we go l'chumra. If there's equal Jews and equal Gayim, we assume the person in Sakana is Jewish. If he might be dead, he might be alive, let's assume he's alive. When it's Chai Behem tells me always look, let's add the sakana, always go l'chumra. But if there's no latest hasafik, where Api wrote mehechi tasty, this guy was stam a person. There's so many people in the world, most aren't Jewish. So mehechi tasty that there's a suffix here. Mehechi tasty to invoke v'chai behem. We only invoke v'chai behem when at least we see a latest hasafik. We see that there's a real suffix here. So then, if I see a suffix, go l'chumra. But if I could say that I don't see a suffix, go by the rove. This doctor's an expert. There's another doctor, okay, but this was the expert. Assume he's right. There's nothing, we don't have to assume something against the, we don't see it. We have to see in front of us a suffix. It's interesting, the halacha is that once you have two doctors telling you there's a sakana, so then the halacha is, even if there's 100 doctors telling you there's no sakana, we're mechal shams. So it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, like, trei kemeya. You know, by edus, we know if you have two edim. So two edim have power even against 100 edim. They're equal to 100 edim. We don't overrule two edim. But over here, we're not talking about edim. We're not talking about even gaisha doctors. We're talking about once there's two, trei kemeya. The Pshat L'chayr is because once there's two people, it's already a tzad. You already have a suffix. It might be 100 against it, but there's already a real suffix there. But when we have two against one, so one guy could start be making a mistake. He might be just confused. He might be a person who's unbalanced, right? We don't know enough. We have to have something clear. But we have something clear, so then we'll always go l'chumra. So now l'maisa, lots of different shailas here. When will we say Sakana Sefasha? So the Chazanish has a very beautiful Lashon. I'll just read his Lashon because it's a very, very clear Lashon about what is the Geder. His Lashon is, he says, Lo Mikri Pekuach Nefesh B'dvarim Hasidim. Things that are in the future, we don't consider Pekuach Nefesh. Shebehove Ein Lehem Kol Zecher. That in the present, we don't see any Zecher to them. We don't see anything suggesting Sakana. We don't know what's going to be in the future. Right? He says, Stam, right? Like Gabriel questioned, carrying a cell phone because on Shabbos, maybe you'll see a car crash. Mechitesi. The Chazanish is right, he says, maybe even in a peacetime, there's no war going on, but we should work to have our factories open making tanks. Right? Every extra tank you have, if there's a war, it's going to be important for Atzilus Nefashos. Okay, but there's no war right now. There's no war. We don't see it, so we don't go there. It's interesting. There's a Shaila comes up with Hatzalah. It's like, what if someone in Hatzalah, he doesn't have a call right now, but he wants to do something to prepare for the call. Right, he's away from home, and he wants to come back home because he wants to be ready if he gets a call. Right, or if he wants to charge his phone. His phone's out of battery. So maybe there'll be no more calls this Shabbos. But maybe there will be a call, and then he'll be needed to answer. So Chazanish points out that there are chrona that sounds a little bit l'chumra here. And he quotes from Hilchos Kvura. Kvura and Hilchos Avelis. He quotes the Pesach Yechuv and Shin Samach Gimel. We discussed the beginning of the year that Nodav Yehuda and the Chsam Sefer, they both write that Sakanas Nefashos is only when there's a hole in front of us. Right? Remember this, they're talking about doing autopsies. They say, you can't do autopsies, you can't do STEM medical research on corpses, because the corpses are asur bahana. Ah, the doctors are going to use it for their education. Okay, but right now they don't need it. Right now there's no one sick that we have to treat. You don't have to do it. So the male, the future, don't worry about the future. So the Chaznish says that couldn't be true. He says he doesn't believe that's true. He says he doesn't believe they meant it. It sounds the way they write it, but that he says it's not even what they meant. He says, again, to the Ferish of Gemara, he says, Avadi says we do worry about the future, but only when there's some Zecher Behova, there's something really to talk about. A baseless future we're not going to worry about, but there are futures we worry about. And he quotes the Gemara, Eirvin Memhei, an important Gemara. The Gemara says that if there's a war going on Shabbos, so we know you're allowed to fight the war, you're allowed to go to war to protect Jewish life. He says, but if there's bandits coming and they're just coming for money, you know, army coming, but they're not out to kill anybody, they just want to come take over the city so they could shake it down and take away from the city whatever they need, take away all the food and money, so then you're not Machal Shabbos. As long as you're confident that as long as they're not looking for a fight, they're happy, you just take all their money, so they could take your money. The Gemara says, but if it's a border city, it says, so then you're Mechal Shabbos. It says, because a border city, if Gayim should see that they could get charge of a border city, so if you lose your border, so then you're opening yourself up. It's a very big security problem. Because you want to make sure that your borders are secure. So it's going to weaken the border, so it's much as to go to war. It's a very, you know, what exactly that means, but we've got to be going for war. If it's something that's going to make a security problem, in the future, it's going to make a long-term security problem, so then you're Mechal Shabbos. So says the Chazanesh, even though there's no, you don't have any enemies now, no one's looking to attack your country, no one's looking to attack Eretz Yisrael, Halvai, but Afal Pikein, our border city to fall to the hands of Goyim is a big problem. So Mela, he says, Avada, anything that if you see, there's reasons to assume, there's a basis to assume it's going to sakana, you would be Mechal Shabbos. It's so too, it's interesting just how do you know if someone's sick? How do you know to go to the hospital? So Shilchav Ches, we see some things, you know, if you get a cut on the back of your hand, maybe you'll bleed to death, maybe you'll get infected. So the Su'a, a Makashel Cholol, internal, you feel it's a kilkel, internal kilkel. But the basic rule of Chayra is interesting, right? It's an interesting thing with Chalal. You know, in Chazal, they talk about a Chol She'a Yeshu Sakana, a Chol She'a Ein Bo Sakana. And a Chol She'a Ein Bo Sakana, Rishonim explain is a chola who's nafal of mishkav. He's bedridden, but there's no sakana. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, bedridden, maybe it is a sakana. Can't get out of bed. Maybe the guy's dying. Right? If you want to be a hypochondriac, every time you're bedridden, it could be a cold, it could be a headache, it could be the flu, or let's not fill in the blank. Right? It could be something else. There's other things that start by being bedridden. But the Maaseh Chazal tells us there's something called a chola she'eino sakana. The shad is because there has to be a leidus hasafek. You know, the Gemara says in Yuma, it says, of course, the pasuk nefesh yodea maros nafsho. A person knows his problems. It says, a person, if a chola says he thinks this sakana is the fashos from Mechal Shabbos, because the person knows his problems. Right? People feel this is serious. But feel it's not serious. Maybe it is serious, you know. But that's not what Halacha wants us to think. So therefore, there's no ladies hasafik, no ladies hasafik. If something feels weird, unusual, the temperature, I've never had that sort of temperature before, so we go to the hospital, right? That's because there's something that's setting off alarms. It's an interesting Gemara. I'll just say the Gemara, Yerushalmi Yuma, Vav Dalet. It says that Rav Chaga said to Rav Chanina on Yom Kippur, he said, Tzachina Tuva, I'm exceptionally thirsty. Right? Yom Kippur, everyone's thirsty. But he said, I feel exceptionally thirsty. Something more. So Rav Chanina said, go drink. Go drink, he says, and he just said, go drink, he didn't have to drink anymore. because he had passed Vassal. That made him feel better. But he felt like exceptional. Then the Gemara tells a story about a girl who told her father, "I'm exceptionally thirsty on Yom Kippur." And the father said, "Just wait a little bit more." And the girl died. So, what's Pshat? What is it telling us? How exactly to us play out what that is? She said there's something, once they say they're exceptionally, I understand it's Yom Kippur, and they're saying they're exceptionally thirsty. You know, we don't overuse this. But something that's not just thirsty. This is something's wrong here. Something's going wrong. So that's reason for something to eat on Yom Kippur. So that's the basic rule of thumb. There's a few important shaylas that are discussed with what's considered pikuach nefesh. Now, one of the most important shaylas of halacha is what about goyim? What about if a guy is sick? What do we do? Is that, are we mechal Shabbos? Now, for the guy, we know that we're not mechal Shabbos for the life of a guy. But what if that makes a sakana for a yid? Right? If we're not mechal Shabbos for Gayim, so this is gonna be sakana safashos, right? We remember, you don't remember, but your parents remember very well in Crown Heights, right? There was, back in the days, Vahibi May, David Dinkins, there was Hatzalah, there was a car crash, you know, a Jewish man and not Jewish man. In Crown, in the area of Crown Heights, and the ambulance, of course, that's how it takes both people. But as they're trying to get the not Jewish people, the throngs in Crown Heights, the whole chevra is yelling at them and getting ready to attack them. So they take off. They run into the ambulance and take off. Ooh, they took the Jew. They didn't take the guy. Right? So after that, there was a pogrom, straight up pogrom, and there were hordes of pogromers in Crown Heights, and a few Jews were killed. The police didn't do anything, right? You know, and you know, it's a little bit of a reminder that Hatzalah is Mechal Shabbos to go to Goyim, but there's a good reason behind it, right? It's you know, it's another interesting thing is that if all doctors, you know, if all doctors, all Jewish doctors wouldn't become doctors, yeah, we got Noam here who's going to study medical school. So all doctors wouldn't go to doctors, so what would we do? We'd go to Goyish doctors. Okay, what's wrong with going to Goyish doctors? That's fine. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says, it's us to go to Goyish doctors. It says, unless he's a mumcha l'rabim. If he's a mumcha l'rabim, so then there's a chazaka, he's not meirom nasei. A doctor doesn't want to look bad, so he wants to make sure that his Jewish patients live too. But still, a Goyish doctor, we're chayshish them. They don't appreciate life the way we appreciate life, and or worse, they stam hate Jews, and therefore at least, right, maybe it's a little bit better, it's definitely better, but Zman has I think, but that was a real chash. So having Jewish doctors is a very important thing. So what's the din? Can a yid be mechal Shabbos? So, set up like a so pasha. Yes. So, the Gemara, there's a Gemara that in Avodah Zarah Chafav also sounds pasha that it's mutter. But we'll see, it's really not at all pasha. So, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chafav, Mishnah says that a Jewish midwife should not give birth to a guy, an Ovid Kochavim, a woman who's Ovid Kochavim, because she's giving birth to a son to the Avodah Zarah. Okay. This likely doesn't apply today. It's not that I'm saying a guy. It's because you're molded of Ben Lavot Zara. So, the Gemara says, but if the woman's paying, so then you have to give birth to her. You have to be miyaleh the non-Jewish woman because of Eva. There'll be Eva if we don't we don't help them out. Fine. So Rav Yosef says that even on Shabbos, he thinks even on Shabbos we should give birth to birth non-Jewish woman because of Eva. Now, giving birth on Shabbos to a non-Jewish woman, birthing l'chayra, is a deraisa. The Gemara says that we're a Jewish woman, we're miyaled, and even though there's a Gemara that says that if you you disconnect the vlad from the mother, it's an isser of being okrudav mikudulo. Even if it's not, even if the baby's already born and you're just cutting the umbilical cord, so that's also an isser of gozes. Right, anytime you cut something off of the guf that doesn't belong there, it's isser of gozes.
So,
what? It's attached to the placenta. So disconnecting the cord from the baby, so you're being gozy something from the baby. Right? It's still that's no different than cutting here. Like Stam Sefer writes that Stam is gozy. So Pashas is Chil Shabbos. So Pashas Rav Yosef meant to be Matta Chil Shabbos. So Abaye says no. He says he doesn't think it's that we should do it because of Eva. He says because it's not Eva. He says because the Goyim understand that we're only Mechal Shabbos for people who keep Shabbos. That makes sense to them. Right? That Rasha of Chal Shabbos Echad Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harba, that makes sense to Goyim. At least the Goyim of their days, that actually made sense to them. Right? Because they understand, okay, we keep Shabbos, so therefore, a Yid who keeps Shabbos, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos for. But for a Goy who doesn't keep Shabbos, and not part of Shabbos, it's not going to be Mechal Shabbos for the Goy. Meaning, they intuitively, it makes sense to them, the drasha of Chal Shabbos Echad. So therefore, he says, it's not going to call Eva, and therefore, it says we shouldn't deliver the Goyisha babies, the Goyisha babies, we should just tell them, it's Shabbos, we're sorry, it's Chal Shabbos, we can't do it. So, what comes out of this Gemara, what we would think comes out of this Gemara, right, is that Bizman Hazeh, so Goyim don't understand this drasha, right? How do all Jews should understand this, right? Goyim used to understand, and it makes sense, a Jew's not going to be Mechal Shabbos for a Goy. That makes sense, right? Today, it makes no sense to them. That doesn't make sense to them, you know? It's always interesting, you know, a Goyish adapter, if it meant to him, he wasn't going to get paid, he wouldn't do Atzalas Nefashos. Right? Kol Shekein, if his house would burn down, he would do Hatzalas Nefashos. That makes sense to him. That makes sense to him. But that we won't give up Shabbos for Hatzalas Nefashos, that makes no sense to them. Okay. But the that should be. If we read the Gemara, I think it would come up Pasha that there's nothing wrong with the doctor being Mechal Shabbos for Gayim Bizman Hazeh. Lemais of the Shoinim, though, don't say that. Tosfos says, he says, how can you Mechal Shabbos for Eva? He says, it's just Eva. Eva, he says, that can be matter to Rabbanans, but it can't be matter to Raisas. So that's what Tosfos says, and other Rishonim says, and that's the Psak Halacha. That's Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So what do we do with that? So, it's interesting, the Mishnah Brura and Shin Lamed is all the dinim of delivering babies on Shabbos. So, Mishnah Brura says, he sees that all doctors seem to be delivering Gaisha babies on Shabbos. He says, and it's terrible. They're Mechal Shabbos, and they don't have a hefter. So Rav Moshe, so he has a tshuva, Chelek Dalet, Simnayin Test, and he says he doesn't understand the Mishnah Brura. He says he also lived in the Mishnah Brura's part of Europe. He says, if the doctors weren't Mechal Shabbos, it'd be pogroms. He says, it's not like we maybe don't know, maybe until Rav Moshe came along, Goyim were fine with Jews not being Mechal Shabbos. But Moshe says he was there. He says he doesn't understand. So Rav Moshe writes that he thinks it's mutter. But the problem is, of course, Rav Moshe is saying it against Rishonim. So L'chaira, we have to say, Shmir Shabbos Kehelchasa says a little bit, that L'maisa things could be our difference. Right, it's a little bit funny to say in America is the biggest malchus of chesed, the most, you know, tolerant, at least we think, you know, definitely more tolerant than a lot of, Ukraine or other terrible countries like that, right? But what's the pshat? What's the pshat is that they were littler, everything was on a smaller scale there, you know? What happens in your town, you can arrange things in your town. You're not doing Mechal Shabbos, we don't work for Goyim. If I work today, I work for Jews, you know. The same way the Goyim, you know, they don't have to do things for Jews. Jews, they didn't have that sort of sense. In America, though, you know, things are, anything, Shlomo Zalman said, if they're not Mechal Shabbos, it'll be right away in the newspapers. They'll check it out. They'll fire all Jewish doctors and Asur Hatzala, right? So could be it's different. It's interesting though, what was the Mishabru was saying then, right? The Mishabru also lived in times it's very hard to, there was a press and bad press for Jews. So the Mishabru understood that no, that you're right. If you're Yir Shemayim and you tackle only being Mechel Shabbos when there's a real latest Hasafik that this could cause Sakana, so okay. But if not, right? I really feel that you see to say the modern post can talk about it is that like Rav Yashar says, you could be a doctor, Mechel Shabbos Regaim, but you have to know. There was no way to do a shino. There's no way to downgrade this to the Drabanan. Right? And I have to do it. There's no way for me to just take off today and have some sort of alibi. If you're able to do that, so then occasionally you could be Mechal Shabbos. But it has to be, right? It has to be with tremendous Yir Shemayim. Right? So, you know, if being a doctor is a good idea, so the answer is, it's Hatzalas Nefashos, so it could be a good idea, but you have to be Yir Shemayim. Yeah. So the emesis, there's a lot of talk about this, but I looked through, there's a lot of ears about this, and my take was the Me'iris Mishum Darchei Shalom. The Me'iris Mishum Darchei Shalom. I mean, the Me'iri that says that our Gayim don't have the din of Gayim.
And that
he
didn't mean it?
Yeah. I'll tell you why I think this. I saw something written on it by Rikos. He says it too often and in too many places where I don't think he needed to write it. He writes it like 25 places in the Iri. Like almost every time he says something negative about Goyim, he says, but it's not the Goyim, it's not our Goyim who are civilized. So I know some people take it seriously, but I don't...
I've heard quoted, and I don't know if I have Rishos Tzadnei, or whatever, but I've heard quoted from, I think, people that we respect at least, because of something special to Hakel, that you can rely on that.
Yeah, see, the problem is like this. The problem is that, bottom line, end of the day, it has to make sense. It has to make sense of Chazal. Chazal are clear. Chal Shabbos Echad Kedesh Yishm Shabbos is Harba. You just don't find it. It just doesn't, you know, if you're saying such a Chiddush, you really have to give like a good makor in Chazal. You know, the best you could say is to say Ger Toshev. By Ger Toshev, but the problem is like this. Even a Ger Toshev we're not Mechal Shabbos for. That's the problem. Like, we don't find a makor that Mechal Shabbos even for a Ger Toshev. So it's very hard to really rely on such an Iri L'maisa. You know, it's straight against so much. And we know there's censorship, there's terrible censorship going on. You know, it's amazing we have what we have. You know, there were book svarim burnings, and there was a censor who worked and censored svarim. It just sounds to me, you know, unlikely. Okay, Rav Moshe's cool is a better kula, but with your Hashemayim. Now there's another famous kula of Rav Moshe. It's a little bit along the same vein. Rav Moshe, you know, everyone talks about being Mechal Shabbos Regaim. I think Rav Moshe was the first, and perhaps the one who gives sort of the most Mekel Dika wording of it. You know, sort of like, we can't not be Mechal Shabbos Regaim. You know, there's different ways of saying this. You could, you know, the tone. We can't not be Mechal Shabbos Regaim. What will be? Or you could say no. Chazal, the Rishonim say you can't be Mechal Shabbos Regaim, and therefore we only say it when we really see a real reason to say this could lead to Sakana. You know, so Rav Moshe has another very Mekel Tshuva, definitely in tone, that's less accepted. I mean, even his first Tshuva, you should know, not everyone agrees with the Bechlal, but Menchas Yitzchak, he's a Shtark, he doesn't think the Mishmur says we can't be Mechal Shabbos Regaim. We don't know better than the Rishonim. Okay, I'm happy with Rav Moshe. You know, one of the reasons that the kula of Rav Moshe goes down by me, you know, besides for being Rav Moshe, but why I have, you know, sometimes I have a hard time swallowing certain kulas. But it is the Parshas HaGemara. You know, it's almost what the Rishonim say is really being Okra the Gemara from the Parshas. You know, literally you could sort of say like, Ein Gemara Yotzi Midei Pshuta. You know, that it's, the Gemara says that you deliver Goyim on Shabbos, and the only reason not to is because they understand that we don't want to be Mechal Shabbos for them. But it's mashma that we're being talking about being Mechal Shabbos for them and being Matar. Tosa says that no, in a chanami, we never dreamt that we'd be Mechal Shabbos for them. We were just saying that they'll assume there's Chil Shabbos in delivering a baby. And that's what the Gemara meant. But of course, if it's real Chil Shabbos, the Gemara never meant to suggest any tzad hatzar. It's a little bit, you know, the truth is it's really closer to the Parshas HaGemara that Eva is enough to be Mechal Shabbos. So we don't, you know, we go by the Rishonim, but it could be that, you know, the Rishonim were saying, Ein Gemar Yotzim Shtei Pshuta, Eva is the reason for Chil Shabbos, but only if it's a real Eva. Stam Eva, hatred, they're going to hate us, is enough for the Rabbanim, it's not enough for the Raisa. Hatred, that's, you know, different types of Eva. So the Shaila was about, after Moshe, about Hatzalah members going back, on returning from the hassle on Shabbos, right? Hatzalah members often go every single, you know, I have neighbors, they go every single Shabbos come out, they make a trip to the hospital, or several trips to the hospital. What if they can't come back? So if they're coming back so they could be ready for a call, so then, okay, that could be a heter. But if they're not, or if the hospital is not so far from their home, they'd have to stay in the hospital. Right? They have to stay in the hospital, and what would that be? Maybe they'd quit Hatzalah. Who would want to work and be away from their have to walk, you know, a 3-mile, you know, a really long walk a few times every Shabbos. So it would take away from Hatzalah. So Rav Moshe thought that was enough of a reason to be matter. Rav Shlomo Zalman, so he has a long truth about this. He just says, Misvar, that makes no sense. How could you ever tell someone that something's mutter when it's aser? They tell someone, you know, a doctor comes and says, you know, I'm really needed for Hatzalah Sefashas on Shabbos, but unless the Rav is matter for me X, Y, and Z, I'm not going to do my job. I'm not gonna work on Shabbos. I'm not gonna do Hatzalah Sefashas. You can't tell someone something's aser. It's aser. Right? It's aser for this guy to drive back on Shabbos if there's no Sakana Sefashas. He'll quit. That's his problem. He should quit. Okay. Someone else will have to do it. But you can't be matter nisser. So Rav Moshe comes from a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erevin. So Mishnah says in Erevin, Kol hayotzim lahatzel chozim l'makoman. There's a Mishnah that says anyone who goes out to save nefashos, we allow him to return home on Shabbos. So we see there's a certain heter being given on Shabbos. The actual Gemara is in Erev. It's talking about this din that if you go out of your tchum on Shabbos, so you're allowed to go out of your tchum for Hatzalas Nefashos, but afterwards, the halacha should be is you have to freeze where you are. Once you're out of your tchum, you can't walk more than Dalat Amos. Right? So the din should be, without any heter, Hatzalah guy goes to the hospital, as soon as he's given over the patient to the doctors, freeze. He can't go out of his amos. He can't go out of 4 amos. So that would be terrible. So therefore the Mishnah says they're chozer l'mekomam. So the Gemara says a chiddush though. The Gemara says they're chozer l'mekomam even b'klei zayin. They're even allowed to bring their weapons home, right? They went to save a town from a marauding army. And so they brought their weapons. That was much, but they're even allowed to bring their swords home. So Moshe said, you see from this that in order to encourage people to do Hatzalas Nefashos, we allowed them even to return home by Chil Shabbos. So that's Rav Moshe. So Shlomo Zalman, so he asked two very stark kashas, which is why my take is that this isn't be'etzem accepted. At least that Hatzalah members I asked say that Hatzalah does not accept this heter. Maybe they did it one time, so I asked Rav Moshe, and he said the kula. But he has two very, very strong kashas on Rav Moshe. The first kasha is that, you didn't say the whole Gemara. The Gemara says that they're allowed to go back They're allowed to return home, but only up to 2,000 amos. They can't go out of 2,000 amos. We're matter more than 4 amos, but if their home is more than 2,000 amos, they can't go home. So, what do you mean you could drive your car home? You can't even go more than 2,000. You can't even go out of the tchum of 2,000 amos. You can't even walk there. So what is it? But what about the Gemara? The Gemara does say you're allowed to carry your weapons home. If it's within 2,000 amos, you can carry your sword home. That's Chilul Shabbos. We're talking, the Gemara seems to say, even Rosh HaRabim. So there's a Rima Lunel there. The Rima Lunel writes, he says, it's because what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that at the beginning, they didn't allow people to go home with their swords. So they went home, but they were attacked along the way. And we're talking about a time when there's a war going on, a war or some sort of battle going on. So we're afraid that the enemy will meet the person on his way home and he'll find him unarmed and he'll kill him. And the Gemara says it was a Maaseh Shehaya, people were going home and they were attacked and killed. So in Mela, it's a special Takanas Chachamim. And what's the Takana? The Rima Lunel says the Heter is given because in a Chinami, they're carrying the swords home, but it's not Mamash Chol Shabbos because they're not Stam carrying their swords. The swords are needed for Hatzalas Nefashos. So we'll see, but it's Hashem that by Hatzalas Nefashos, it could be they're carrying the swords home. Lamaisa, they're carrying the swords because they're afraid of the enemy. So Mamela, they're afraid of the enemy, and therefore it's not considered Chol Shabbos. It's not real Chol Shabbos, and therefore Chachamim were matter it. So therefore, he says, not like Rav Moshe. Now, Rav Moshe, of course, is bothered by Surah Kasha here, which is, what do you mean it's not Rechel Shabbos? Why is that not Rechel Shabbos? If they didn't go home, they could stay in the city, they could stay in their place, and not carry their swords. Right? We're allowing them to go home carrying their swords. They're carrying their swords because of Hatzalas Nefashos, so they shouldn't be attacked. But they don't have to walk in the first place. What if they stayed and didn't go home with their swords? They stayed put with their swords, so then they wouldn't have to go home. Oh, so Alpha Pikim of Shlomo Zalman says that no, this isn't real Chil Shabbos, because the Maisa, in a Chinami, they're going home, is because Chazal are telling them, we're letting you go home to go home, so to encourage you to come back. But it's not real Chil Shabbos here, because the Maisa, this isn't in terms of Chil Shabbos, there wouldn't be a real Chiv of Chil Shabbos here, because the Maisa, you're holding the sword because of you're holding the sword. We're allowing you to go back. We're saying go back. And once you're going back, you're holding the sword for V'chayibahem. So therefore, it's not Mamash Chol Shabbos, and therefore, it can't be equated to driving your car home on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman's other point is that Pasha Shulchan Aruch is that we don't even hold by that line in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it's a Machlokas, and the second opinion in the Gemara is Cholik completely. He says the whole thing's not true. And it says the only time they allowed you to go back with your swords was when there's armies going around the land and you want to go home to protect your hometown. So then they said, okay, we would tell you stay by this town. Why do you have to go to your hometown? But he wants to go back to his hometown, protect his hometown. So it's a real Chil Shabbos. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch brings it. He says, well, it's a sakana for him to just stay put. He feels it's a sakana, so then we allow carrying the swords. So the Maestro Shav Moshe is a big, big, big cool. Okay. Yeah, all right. Now Rav Moshe has the Arachron who are Cholik on Shulchan Aruch think that we do hold like the first opinion in the Gemara, but it's not clear at all. Yeah.
You say that it's like a time of war, therefore they can bring back their swords, like maybe the time that like people are getting sick.
So that's what the end of the Gemara says. The end of the Gemara says we're talking about a time that is a sakana. The beginning of the Gemara seems to say that even though there's no there would be no sakana if you would stay put. But there is a sakana if you go home without swords, so we allow you to go home with swords. So that's okay. So the kids say it's definitely a weak. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and others were strongly against this heter. Okay. One last issue here. Very big shaila. very big shayla about all cholas. Anytime we have a cholas sheish bo sakana, a patient who we call, I don't know, we call terminally ill or might not make it through. So what is the halacha? What are you allowed to do for him on Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef quotes a big machlokes rishonim here, right? He quotes it as a machlokes between Rashi and the Magen Mishnah. Really, many rishonim involved in this machlokes, but we'll say it as the Beis Yosef says it. The Beis Yosef says from Rashi, he learns in Rashi. Definitely, a number of rishonim hold that even by a chol sheish sakana, he might not make it through this machla. Afal pikein, we could only do things for him that look like they might be sakanas nefashos, meaning they might make a difference in his situation, in his matzav, right? And that could make a difference. And we see some basis for this, and their basis is really from a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says chola machil nosal pi bekiyam. It says a chola on Yom Kippur, we feed him according to a baki. We have to ask a baki, the doctor, how much does he need to eat? And based on that, we will feed him. The Gemara says, if there's no doctor there, so then we'll let him eat until he feels better. But if there's doctors there, we have to ask the doctors. Don't just say, eat your fill. See what the doctor says, how much does he need to eat? That this shouldn't make a difference. So the Gemara just says chola, actually. It doesn't say what type of chola. So the Rambam says that it's talking even about a chol sheish bo sakana. Even if it's a chol sheish bo sakana, you have to ask the doctor, how much are we allowed to eat him? How much are we allowed to feed him on Yom Kippur? The Magid Mishnah, however, writes in Hilchos Shabbos, I'll just read his lashon. He says chol sheish bo sakana. Mashma del kol sarchav mechallin. The afal pisha ein b'miniyaso b'miniyas hadavah she'osin lo sakana. He says, once someone is a chol sheish bo sakana, we understand this person has a very dangerous machla. We're mechal Shabbos to anything he needs. Whatever his tzayrich is, we're mechal Shabbos. So where does he come from? He also comes from a Gemara. He comes from a Gemara in Kuf Chav Ches talking about a woman who's given birth. Achaya. Achaya is a woman who's given birth. So the Gemara says, Achaya or Mechal Shabbos for anything she needs. And even if she says, I don't need, we're still Mechal Shabbos for her. And then the Gemara says that the woman who gave birth after day 3, from day 3 to day 7, we're also Mechal Shabbos for her needs, but only if she says, Sarachani, only if she says, I need it. The Gemara says, after day 7, even if she says, I need something, we're not Mechal Shabbos for her. We're only Mechal Shabbos for her through Goyim, but we're not Mechal Shabbos for her because she's not Mechal Yesh Bo Sakana. So what do you see from the Gemara? You see from the Gemara that a need of a person who's Chol Yesh Bo Sakana, they're very sick, whatever their needs are, they're Mechal Shabbos for those needs. The Gemara says there, even if the Chaya says, I need a candle, we're Mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara says, what's the Pshita? My Kamashman, of course, that's also a need. The Gemara says, even if she's blind, and the midwives say they don't need a candle, but if she will feel better, she'll feel more at ease, knowing that there's a lot of light in the room, there's bright light, she'll be more confident that they're going to see everything she needs, so you light a candle for her. So the Chayra, Tashbetz writes there, and Lawrence the Magna Mishnah, he says, you see, even for a psychological need of a Chayla, it'll make them more at peace, so we're Mechal Shabbos. So that's his Shita. Now what exactly is the Shita? What do you mean there's no Sakana? This is no sakana. Of course, don't be mechal Shabbos. So what the Magen Mishnah just means to say is that we don't have to see sakana. A doctor says, "Oh, this person. If you're not mechal Shabbos, you don't do this. This person might die. They might get sicker. This might turn the scale, tip the scale." No, the Magen Mishnah says, you know, once a person's sick, You want to make sure they are as strong as they could be in every way. You want to make sure every physical need is taken care of. They could sleep well, they eat well, you're giving them whatever their body could get, because their body has to do its best job to survive. Right? Even if they don't survive, we want them to survive for another minute as Mechal Shabbos. So we want to put them as best as they could be. Maybe this will make a difference. The doctor says, I don't think it'll make a difference, but maybe it'll make a difference, right? We don't know. You don't have to like see a real suffix like that. Fine. So that is the Amagam Mishnah Shita. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is pretty machmir here. The Mishnah Berurah, you know, he brings a lot of Rishonim, stacks the house against the Amagam Mishnah. The truth be told, the Mishnah Berurah, anyone who says that we're only Mechal Shabbos for Sakana, he sort of uses that as proof against the Magen Mishnah. L'chaira, there's no question here the Magen Mishnah, the way it's generally understood, is that he means there's a Sakana, but it's just a Sakana that's a very low threshold of Sakana. You know, it's not a very grounded Sakana, but it's maybe. Maybe this is, but L'maisa the guy is a Chol Sheish for Sakana. So any maybe, he's ready to Mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both Stadim. He says it's good to be machmir, not to be mechal shabbos deraisa. For tzayrich, that tzayrich doesn't seem to be so needed. So the emes is, there's many who really do seem to go like the Magen Mishnah, and one of the big riots against the Magen Mishnah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is from Yom Kippur. But the big riot against him, Yom Kippur, we seem to say Chol Sheish V'Sakana still we need doctors. So the emes is Achrona points out there's ways out of this raya. You know, it's a big cash away from Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Shabbos, it says any tzayrich of the chay or mechal Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, it says a chayla, you need a doctor. So what's the pshat? Why do we need a doctor to feed him? Let's feed him whatever he needs to eat. So one thing you could say, b'dayichek, you could say, I don't know if it's b'dayichek, but you could say that by Yom Kippur, is not talking about a chola sheish b'sakana, it's just a stama chola. We need to ask the doctor to say, is there any sakana here b'chlal? Maybe there's no sakana. That could be. The mice is interesting is that the Magen Mishnah, though, is talking in the Rambam. He sounds like he's agreeing with the Rambam. He seems to be saying in the Rambam, and he seems to be learning the Rambam and Shabbos seems to be saying that Shabbos for all tzorchei chola is like chol. Whereas the Magen Mishnah, if you look by the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Beis Ches, so the Magen Mishnah seems to be on board. He explains in the Rambam, he says, Chayla, and it seems to be talking, the Rambam says, the Feish, Chol Sheish B'Sakana, you have to ask doctors, and the Magen Mishnah says there, but Feish, he said, and so too, you have to just give him a Chetzi Shir, you shouldn't give him a full Shir, because a person could survive on that. And he seems to be happy understanding that we limit how quickly we allow a person to eat on Yom Kippur. It's a big shaila, what's the yishuv? So Achronim, they give a very beautiful yishuv here. And I'm going to quote that. What I'm quoting is a little bit stringing together a few Achronim, but it's mostly found in Chelkos Yoav, Simen Yudalad. They say something we already find in Rishayim. Many Rishayim write that there's a yisoidistik chilek between most Isurim, and that we're docha for Kuch Nefesh, and Shabbos. A difference in Lamdas. There's a question, we'll talk about this more next week, but we'll just say in basics. There's a question, when we're Mechal Shabbos for Kuch Nefesh, are we being Mechal Shabbos? That's when we're doing Mechal Shabbos, but Shabbos is being overridden by the mitzvah of Hatzalas Nefashos, which is called Zechuya. Shabbos is Zechuya before Pekuach Nefesh. Or is Shabbos Chutzra before Pekuach Nefesh? Is there something about Shabbos that tells us that Shabbos is actually Mutter? When you're Mechal Shabbos for Hatzalas Nefashos, you're not being Mechal Shabbos. That's not an act of Chil Shabbos. That's a kingdom of Shabbos. So there are Shoyim who say, we'll talk about this more next week, but there are Shoyim who say there's a chil between Shabbos and other Isurim. They're the most befeish between Shabbos and eating the Vela. You know, see, there's Shoyim who say it's better to be Chal Shabbos than eating the Vela, because it's Shabbos, not all Shoyim, but many Shoyim write it's Chutzra. There's no Isser B'chal. The Tashbis we mentioned says any psychological need of the Chol is Mechal Shabbos. So Tashbis actually writes, this is in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Zayin. The Tashbis writes that Shabbos, unlike other Isurim, is completely Hutzra before B'kuach Nefesh. His right is from the fact that Karbanos are Docha Shabbos. He says many things are Docha Shabbos, Mil is Docha Shabbos. The Karbanos we bring on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, we shecht karbanos. So he says Shabbos is not like other Isurim. We'll have to explore more next week why that might be. But Shabbos, saving Jewish life could be a key of Shabbos. I'll just say this. Chassam Sofer says saving Jewish life is increasing key of Shabbos. So Shamru B'nei says, Shos Shabbos, Lassus Shabbos, the Tyrosom B'Soylam. Part of Shabbos is making sure the more Shabbos, making sure there's people alive to keep Shabbos. That itself is a key of Shabbos. So Mamela awesome. With this, they find that there could be a teretz here to say that no, both things are true. Ein achinami. Cholosh yesh bo sakana. If you want to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to ask the doctor. But you want to be mechal Shabbos, once it's cholosh yesh bo sakana, it'll put the chol at ease, you can be mechal Shabbos. And the hezbro will be like this. Chil Shabbos is Chutzra, and therefore what? Right? So it's more Kal, but it makes a difference. As Adai Nezer points out, that could make a difference. There's a difference in the scope of what's needed to qualify as the Kanas Lefashos. Adai Nezer, so he says a big Yisai. This is in Adai Nezer, Archaim Tof Nun Beis and Tof Nun Gimel. He says a big Yisai. He says, you know, you can't be so fast to matter every Isser to matter feeding a chola on Yom Kippur. Maybe it'll help him, but what if it doesn't? You're not asking a doctor. There's no real. He'll live fine if you. Doctors, you know, will say he'll live fine if you give him a minimal. Maybe it'll help more. He says we can't be so fast. He says because you know there's a yisayit. Big yisayit psachim daf ches. That when you're doing mitzvos, not everything is sakonos nefashos. There's a din of shluchim mitzvah in an zakim. When you go into a mitzvah, you're doing something shem shemayim, you don't worry so much about sakana. You're doing a mitzvah. Right? We learned that from Pasuk by Leah LeRegel, that Torah says, be Olo LeRegel, don't worry about Goyim coming and taking over. And the Gemara says, as long as it's not Bari Hezeka, we're willing to take a low-level risk, l'shem mitzvah. If it's Bari Hezeka, there's clear reason that this is dangerous, so don't do it. But if something like, something bad could happen, but it's not on the level of Bari Hezeka. So we will not, we will say, don't abandon the mitzvah. She says, so you too, Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah in the Torah fast in Yom Kippur. It's conceivable this will make a difference. Eating your fill might make an incremental difference, but it's not enough. That's not enough. A doctor has to tell you, we could call this a zakana. So Bari Hezeka. I really see that there is a. It could be a 0.1% chance, but there's a 0.1% chance that the doctor said there's a chance here this could make a difference. Fine, that's Bari Hezeka. But Bechlal, not Bari Hezeka, the guy, you know, feels can make it through, he'll be a little bit not totally satisfied. So Abde Nezer says that's why we would be Machna. That's true when you're being Mekayim on Mitzvah of fasting in Yom Kippur. If you eat on Yom Kippur, okay, it was Hatzolos Nefashos, but he was not Mekayim. You can't say he was Mekayim, the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. But Nisim, he hasn't been Mekayim. By Shabbos, though, Efshur, you could say differently. Efshur, you could say by Shabbos, it's different because by Shabbos, if he's Mechal Shabbos, he's still keeping Shabbos. He's totally keeping Shabbos. So we'll talk more next week about this, but there are Shem who say he's completely keeping Shabbos, he's not been pogim Shabbos, a kihuzeh. Right, so im came, so we say, any sakana is a sakana. L'maisa is the latest asafik, he is a chol sheishim sakana, it's not stop making up things out of nowhere. There's a chol in front of us, so mele a chol, you want to do absolutely everything for him. So not everyone's maker like this, But there's room. The Shulchan of Mishnah Berurah says he thinks it's nachum to be machmer. But the Zachronim on this, there's really different ways of adding up the Rishonim here. I saw Nishmas Avram quoting Rav Avadia. It's not from Shabura. We're like having a bit. But Rav Avadia says you can make like the Magen Mishnah, and there's some Arnoic to be make like the Magen Mishnah. I'm more here being Makel. You know, I'm more here. You have a Choloshesh with Sakana, no one really knows what's gonna get him through it. There's a Rav Chaim. I'll just remember Rav Chaim has a Chiddush here. Okay, we just have 3 minutes. So I'll just say over just Rav Chaim. You should hear it. There's a Brisker Rav. He says a Chiddush from Rav Chaim that Rav Chaim held that more Makel than we're saying. Rav Chaim held like the Magen Mishnah and even on Yom Kippur. Rav Chaim says that even though there's a Gemara that says someone who's starving on Yom Kippur, you feed him Chetzi Shir, if he'll be able to get better with Chetzi Shir, feed him Chetzi Shir. He says a Chol Sheish Sakana, Rav Chaim held that you feed him a Shir Shalim. He held the Magen Mishnah even on Yom Kippur. He said that there's no reason to chetzi shir. So Rav Chaim, if there's someone who's a chol sheish v'sakana, he would have him mamish eat the full suda, regular suda on Yom Kippur, unlike the accepted psak. So that was his heter, but that's a big heter because it's pointed out even the Magen Mishnah himself in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he's mashmah not like that. The Magen Mishnah brings down the din of chetzi shir by Yom Kippur, and he sounds like he's talking about a chol sheish v'sakana. So Rav Chaim was a very big kula. He said there's only chetzi shir when a person's hungry. So a person's hungry, if he eats with chetzi shir, there'll be no sakana. But a person who's be'etzim in a matzav of sakana, no matter what you feed him, there'll still be a sakana. So in Mele, he says, such a person, you don't have to give him chetzi shir. You're not mamat. So that's the chiddush of Rav Chaim. I saw from Val Yashiv that you can be makel like that if you have another sniff of kula. Okay, so he's Makel. I mean, that's being Makel the Magen Mishnah even on Yom Kippur. So that's really less pashut. So I saw Rav Karp Sefer. He quotes Rav Yashiv saying with another sniffle hetter, he'd be willing to be Makel like that. Okay, but the basic Magen Mishnah is good grounds to be Makel. Okay, all right. Tishkeach everyone. Hashem. Hopefully maybe we'll. Oh, it's only Wednesday, so I'll see you tomorrow. I think I'll see you on the Shabbaton, but. I don't know if anyone's going to Shabbaton. All right, Tishkeach.